KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance of showers this morning and a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the radar shows there are some showers that are making their way into our immediate listening area from the northwest. Most of the heavier shower concentration was still located off to our northwest. Right now, actually, the radar shows at the latest update, there's some light to moderate shower activity, a few sprinkles perhaps just right around the north part of Atlantic here, stretching up north through the Harlan, Manning, Denison, and Rockwell City areas, and these showers are moving off to the southeast. In our news this morning, Governor Terry Branstad will be the featured speaker this afternoon of the Republican Party of Iowa's 3rd District Convention in Stuart. The district convention takes place at the Stuart High School beginning at 9:30 this morning. Branstad is scheduled to address the convention at 2 this afternoon. Other Iowa GOP district conventions will be held today in Grinnell, Mount Pleasant, and Fort Dodge. Jill Biden, the wife of Vice President Joe Biden, will deliver the commencement address at Southwestern Community College in Creston, which was hit by a tornado last weekend. The office of the Vice President said Friday that Biden will address graduates on May the 11th. It's one of two commencement addresses that she'll give this spring. The other is on May the 4th at the Broward College in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Southwestern Community College is a two-year school which serves over 10,000 students a year. Biden, an educator for more than 30 years, has taught English in community colleges for the past 18 years and currently teaches at a community college in Virginia. An EF2 tornado hit Creston last Saturday, damaging the community college, a hospital, and the AEA building, among several in that area. The Guthrie County Board of Supervisors have unanimously approved a request by Sheriff Marty Argenbright to hire a deputy to replace one of his men who went to work for the Guthrie Center Police Department. The man Argenbright hired to replace Neil Lemke was Audubon County Sheriff's Deputy Kent Grease, who is scheduled to begin his duties with Guthrie County on April 25th. The 26-year-old Grease is a canine officer who served with the Carroll County Juvenile Detention Center and Coon Rapids Police Department before becoming a deputy in Audubon County. According to the Guthrie Center Times, Sheriff Argenbright told the Board of Supervisors last Tuesday that Grease is interested in training a dual-purpose replacement dog for the county's canine, Raven, who retired from the force last year. Grease said that he would like to force to train a combination tracker and drug dog. In comparison, Raven was trained only as a drug dog. If a drug dog is purchased to replace Raven, Argenbright said that it'll be accomplished through private donations and not taxpayer funds. He also noted that there was still nearly $2,500 in Raven's account, which could be applied toward the purchase of a new dog. 4 area residents were arrested on drug charges Thursday in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department reported Friday that 43-year-old Kevin Scott Leah and 28-year-old Melody Lynn Orndorff, both of Audubon, 36-year-old Carrie Capel Palin and 44-year-old Robert Lee Olwell, both of Atlantic, were taken into custody. The charges against those individuals were the result of an ongoing investigation and the execution of a search warrant at 203 Washington Street in Audubon. Leah was charged with delivery of a controlled substance, meth, possession with the intent to deliver meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, gathering where drugs are used, and possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. He was being held Friday in the Audubon County Jail on $50,000 bond. Orndorff was charged with possession of marijuana second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $1,000. Palin was charged with gathering where drugs are used, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was being held on $5,000 bond. And Olwell was charged with gathering where drugs are used and possession of the intent to deliver meth. His bond was set at $50,000. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department was assisted in their investigation and in making the arrests by the Cass County Sheriff's Department, Audubon Police Department, and the Iowa State Patrol. Police in Harlan report 3 people were arrested, one of them for attempted murder following an investigation into a stabbing incident. Officials said on Friday that authorities had received a call Thursday morning regarding an alleged stabbing. During their investigation, 2 people involved in a knife fight were arrested and treated at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan for their wounds, while a 3rd individual was taken into custody to separate residence following the execution of a search warrant. 27-year-old Bradley Ryan of Harlan was taken into custody on charges of public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and assault on a peace officer. His bond was set at $2,000. 27-year-old Andrew Smith, also of Harlan, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $1,000 bond. And 29-year-old Sean Gifford of Harlan faces a felony charge of attempted murder. His bond was set at $25,000. He was also being held in the Shelby County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said Friday that a Stanton man was arrested yesterday morning on forgery charges. 31-year-old Joshua Maston faces a charge of theft in the second degree, a felony offense. Additional charges are possible. Maston's arrest was the result of an investigation that began in Clarinda and involves locations in Villisca and Red Oak. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Page County Sheriff's Department is asking for your help in identifying the person or persons responsible for a burglary at a rural Brattyville residence, which resulted in the theft of several weapons. That incident happened sometime between 9:45 a.m. and 9:45 p.m. this past Wednesday at 2668 310th Street. Included among the missing items is a Jimenez 9mm nickel-plated handgun with two hip-concealed holsters and two boxes of Winchester 9mm shells, a Mossberg 12-gauge shotgun with a box of Winchester shells, a .22 caliber bolt-action rifle equipped with a scope, and a pair of Fila 13 tennis shoes. The items have an estimated combined value of nearly $700. If you have any information about that crime, you can call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Louis P. Lauritsen, age 88, of Farmington, New Mexico, and formerly of Audubon, died December 19th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Louis Lauritsen will be held today at 10 o'clock at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Betty Elizabeth Brock, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Brock will be held today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Byron Jensen, age 78, of Harlan, died April 13th. Funeral services for Byron Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rolf Steerly, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Rolf Steerly will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Brighton Lutheran Church, with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. David L. Nelson, age 75, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for David Nelson will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dennis Reha, age 70, of Adair, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dennis Reha will be held on Monday at 2 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Pamela Lynn Jensen, age 48, of Menlo, died Friday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Pamela Jensen will be held Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Lois Gross, age 82, of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Lois Gross are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Dean Cooper, age 82, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dean Cooper are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. The Sky Scan weather forecast is coming up. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.